Hi, my name is Katie.
And my name's Sarah.
Welcome to the Safe People Podcast.
In today's episode, we will be talking about spring cleaning. It's that time where we all start seeing a little bit more sunshine and decide that we have too much stuff.
Oh, yes. I feel like it's a very important time of year.
Yeah.
To reflect back and say, do I really need all of this? What am I holding on to this for? Why do I even have this? I haven't touched that in a year. I think it's time to part with it.
Yes, exactly. For me, it's far enough away from the holidays that I end up wanting to get rid of holiday stuff. That's how bad it is for me. And my husband's like, we'll use that again in like 6 months.
I feel like it's one of those things where you don't really... I have to do this. So I have to be super careful. I have to be in the right mood to do it because I'm such a sentimental person. And so I will be like, oh, I haven't used this in 5 years, but you know, like, what if I do use it? Or, oh, my mom gave that to me, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, I just totally rabbit trail. So I have to be in the mindset of, we're getting rid of stuff. Like, I have not used it. I do not need it. It's happening. And that just recently happened to me, but it wasn't in the spring. It was more, I can't remember exactly what month it was. I almost feel like it was actually November because I was trying to prepare for like Christmas and all that stuff. And I just went crazy. I got rid of so much stuff. And then it also kind of makes me sad a little bit because you look around and you're like, why do we have so much stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, why? Yeah. Why do we accumulate so much stuff anymore? Yeah. I really... that minimalist living is really appealing because that's not what it's about. It's not, life isn't about stuff, but we have so much of it. So
seriously,
I won't go down that trail. Cause we could probably do a whole other episode on that, but we'll keep it light. We'll keep it spring cleaning. We'll keep the topic friendly and fun.
Yes.
Guys do a spring cleaning?
You know, we, not really. Like, I remember growing up, we did a spring cleaning, and it was, I mean, probably on spring break, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I was a child.
When you guys are all home, and
It's like, we're all home, and we totally did that. I mean, we would be scrubbing the walls, getting into the corners, scrubbing the baseboards, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then as an adult, No, I don't do that. I just clean often, you know?
Right.
It seems like every weekend we're always doing some type of cleaning. I try to clean every day in general. Like after, you know, when you have kids, it's like you're constantly picking up after
kids. You're constantly picking stuff up. Yeah.
So, and then I'd say probably once a month, maybe twice a month, I am the opposite. I am the purger. I just get rid of everything. And so, my girls are used to that. They're like, Mom, don't donate it. So I just yesterday was joking, semi-joking, not really joking, about going into their room. I was like, you know, I should just go into their room while they're at school and just clean out like half of the stuff, just like half of it, just gone, you know?
Right.
So many stuffed animals and so many little toys and so, you know, all these things that they don't actually really use.
Right.
Like they are just taking up space. Why do you have them? And they do not want to get rid of that stuff.
Right.
So
because
I have
they
said
know
that.
It's there. They know.
Yeah.
They know every stuffed animal they have. They know every little trinket that they have. I have tried to do that too. And then it never fails. They'll like come home and be like, where's this? And I'm like, really? That
goodness.
Thing that was like under your bed that you haven't looked at in 6 months?
How?
Yeah, I got rid of it.
How? I'm thinking I'm just going to do it. I'm going to box up everything and I'm going to put it in a back closet. And down
the
road, if they, whatever they notice, I'll go, I don't know. Let me go look. And then I'll find it and give it back to them. But whatever they don't ask for is gone.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great idea.
I think that's what I'm going to do because I'm tired of it. But I'm definitely a purger. And because I do that every couple months, you know, I don't think there's a need for spring cleaning.
It doesn't accumulate. You know, what's interesting,
what
like when I think about spring cleaning, I think more like decluttering. I know that it actually means you really dive deep and you do a deep clean and stuff, which I guess that kind of can come with decluttering. But I more think about it as kind of clearing space and like, I don't know, like organizing the area, because that helps organize your mind. And, you know, like I read this thing that said the psychology of spring cleaning is it signals a fresh start. And so spring cleaning is an example of what psychologists refer to as temporal landmarks. So those are the moments in time that signify transition, like a new semester at school or like a national election or, you know, something to that effect. And so for many people, spring signals it's time for a fresh start. And I think that, you know, spring is such a good time for that because everything's new in spring, you know, flowers are blooming, grass is coming back, you know, everything just feels fresh and clean. And so when I think about it, I think more of like decluttering and kind of organizing my mental space as well as my physical space. But I do think that there is a lot of value in like having that kind of annual pivotal point of we should really, you know, clean the house really deep and make it feel fresh and welcoming and new and, you know, kind of out with the old, you know, kind of feeling.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it's kind of funny because we have a new start at the beginning of the year and then we also have another new start in spring.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You know? Yeah. But so I like the, a little bit of reset time.
Right. And I like the point that you brought up because a lot of the times people will say, okay, I'm going to start new at the beginning of the year. But I think because it's the beginning of winter, who wants to go through and clean and donate or yard sale or do anything like that? Like who wants to do anything like that in the middle of winter? Like, well, that's, like you're that's saying, it's like the sun comes out and the flowers are blooming and it's this fresh, like, moment where you're like, like everything feels new and I want my house to be, you know, windows open and it just seems.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys donate or do you host a yard sale or do you do like a mixture of both? Like when you are kind of purging through stuff?
You know, we've done very few yard sales most of the time because like I said, I'll do it like every couple months. So I am just always bringing things to the donation all the time. I literally have a bag that is just in our room. So that way the girls, once they grow out of things or once we're like, oh, we don't use that anymore. I also will tell them if I find it on the ground too many times and it's not put away, I will donate it. So that's something that I'll tell them. And so very quickly they will pick things up off the ground. Or else it goes in that bag. And then I bring it down to the donation once it's full. So we donate more than anything. There's been times where we'll do yard sales, but that's typically if we're like moving or we have big items, you know, that we see.
Right. They kind of make it worth it. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
What about you?
Because it's a lot of work to not do it that way, you know?
Yeah, really. And I mean, I think most people, they don't really want to stop for a yard sale unless they see like a big ticket item. If they just see a bunch of boxes with little toys or knickknacks or books, it's not really, I think, appealing to adults. It's more appealing to the other kids. And then I feel bad for
them. Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm passing it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
What like about
now
you?
Let's go live at your house.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't want it, so you enjoy this loud, annoying toy. It's like, oh, by the way, you can't take the batteries out and it doesn't have an off button. Good luck. Enjoy that.
Good luck.
Now, you've done like some of the neighborhood garage sales, haven't you? Yard sales. Or no?
Yeah. So we do, I have done a yard sale and I kind of think I'm more with you though. If we have bigger items to get rid of, I tend to do that. But if I'm just going through the kids' stuff, like we had boxes that we hadn't been through in a year or two. And so I did, that's, that was my big clean out recently. It was, I was going through those boxes and I was like, for one, these have been in a box and no one has gone looking for them for a year. And for two, like, it's just not things that you would like, toys, like little toys and, just little things like that. Books. We went through our books again. Because, you know, as the kids grow, their books change. And so we got rid of quite a few books and, donated those. And, you know, so this year, actually, we're going to be doing a rummage sale for, so I, manage an office that serves, assisted living facilities. And most of our residents have some sort of state insurance or Medicaid. And so they don't have the access to get glasses or dentures or things like that as readily available as other insurances. And so our nurse and I decided that we actually are going to host a giant rummage sale. So we are going to start taking donations now until May. And then at the end of May, we're going to put one on and raise and use that as a fundraiser. So all the money that we make will go into a fundraising envelope for the residents if a need comes up. So if they have anything that they need, so whether it be like hearing aids or glasses or even clothes, like sometimes we get residents that move in with us that don't have even basic like a coat or anything like that. So that will be my big yard sale this year. And I did do one last year, I think. And it was just pretty quiet. Like it was, I think I made a couple $100. But it is a lot of work, you know, like you have to really be willing to sort all your stuff, price it. And it almost feels a little bit like they're kind of maybe, you know, going to the wayside a little bit. And I could be wrong. There may be places where it's more common than other places. But it is a lot of work and it does take a lot of time. So I have to definitely be in the right mindset to do that. But for the most part, I'll donate, or I'll pass on. So like, I know I have people in my life that have kids, that may be younger than my kids. But they could, benefit from having the clothes that they grew out of or even toys or books or things like that. And so, so I'll do a hand-me-down to a friend or something.
Yeah. You know, this is not planned, but if anybody has questions or is interested in helping with that estate sale or donating or anything like that for the hearing aids, can they email us?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So if anybody listening, if you guys are interested in helping in any way or just want more information about it, email us at safepeoplepodcast@gmail.com and we'll get back to you with any of the details that you're wanting.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. We're always looking for, well, I should say always. This is kind of more of a newer thing that we're we're doing. Before, we as a company use other resources and things like that. And now we're like, well, let's just kind of put it out there and see if we can get some donations and raise some money and things like that. So this is a first for us. We've never actually done this before, or we've done fundraisers within our company. So we did like one of my favorite ones. Sorry, this is totally off topic. But one of my favorite ones that we did was the residents. We have a lot of super gifted residents and they made these incredible paintings and pictures and things like that. And so we held a silent auction within for the staff within the company to bid on all of those and raise money that way. And it was super fun. It was a great outlet for the residents and they got to feel, you know, pride in their work and, you know, that people were buying them and bidding on them. It was so much fun. It was a lot of fun. So anyway, so this is our next big kind of fundraiser that we're going to do. So a little so side trail for you.
That's so awesome. Oh my goodness.
It's really fun. I love what I do. So it makes it really fun.
You know, it's so funny with yard sales. Cause it's like, we did a big, pretty big yard sale right before we moved, you know, a couple years ago.
Yes.
And Christopher and I, it's so funny because he would try to sell these things. People just did not want to buy anything from him, you know? And I was able to sell like a 20-year-old water hose for like $20. It was like ridiculous. Like, I'm like, I don't know. They're like, how much is for this? And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea how much that thing costs in general, let alone.
Right. A yard sale price.
Yeah. So I just like pull out a number just out of whatever number pops in my head. And people were buying this stuff. And so he's like, what? Oh,
that's funny.
How? Like, I don't think I could have gotten a quarter for that hose. And then there were a bunch of boards that he was going to throw in the dump. And I told him to set them out because I'm like, you never know. Like, wood's so pricey mm-hmm. nowadays, especially right. at that point. I'm like, just set them out. Maybe someone will pay, you know, a few bucks for them. And it's better than throwing them in the dump. And then people get to use it, you know. He's like, whatever. He didn't think they were going to sell it all. Same thing. I think I got $50 for him.
And oh my goodness.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
That's wild. You are so good at that. You're so good with people. And I think that's part of it is, you know, you're engaging and you're just like, yeah, you know, $20. And people are like, okay. You sure. know, like they buy into it easier. Just because you're so inviting and warm and trusting. They're like, thank this girl will rip us off.
And here I am. I'm like, I have no idea.
But here you are in reality. You have no idea. You're just throwing out numbers.
Yep. I'm like, you could have talked me down. That would have been fine.
Yeah. I know my sister and brother-in-law, whenever they've done yard sales, my sister is more just of like the mindset you are, where she's just like, get rid of it. I don't want to see it, you know?
Yeah.
And so she would price everything so low. And my brother-in-law would be like, you actually have to try to make some profit off of this. Like, he, you know, one of the things I think she put for like a quarter, and he was like, absolutely not. You would get at least $5 goodness. For that. And so she had to go back and reprice everything in their yard.
That's so funny.
But there really is a fine line between mm-hmm. what you put and what people will pay, because if it's too low, then they're like, that's fishy. I'm not going to pay that because they're not asking enough. But if it's mm-hmm. too high, it's the same thing. Like, oh, what do you think this is? Sears?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So you have to find that sweet spot of what they'll pay.
Yep.
And that can be tricky.
Oh, it can be so tricky. Especially because that number ranges depending on the person you're talking to. Like one absolutely. Person or would your, be willing to pay more or less.
Yeah. Or your area or, mm-hmm. you know, all of those things.
Oh, yeah. So we have, I don't know if anybody's heard of Poshmark, but back in the day, like I used to sell stuff on there all the time. I still have some things on there, but I'm not really active like I used to be putting things up all the time. Anyways, I had these eggs. They were maybe an inch high. They look like tiny little robin eggs made out of marble. And super cute. They were super cute. And they were hand painted with like little birds on them.
Mm.
Total. Like, I could see them being like on my grandmother's china shelf or something like that kind of thing. Okay. And so I had seen those at, I think it was Goodwill for like a quarter. And I was like, those are so cute. I'm going to get them. They're only a quarter. So I got them. I held on to them and I was like, I bet I could sell them for a lot of money. So I put them on Poshmark. And Christopher was like, you're kidding me. Like, nobody's going to buy that. And I'm like, yes, some collector is going to come along and they're going to be like, that's the item. And they're going to buy it. I just know it. It's going to happen. And he did not believe me. And very quickly I sold them for $75.
Wow.
Yeah.
This takes the right person. Day.
Right. It takes the right. You never know. Like, there's some people. I mean, sometimes you do know. Like, nobody's going to buy an old rusty whisk or something. But you put a little bit of hand painting on it, maybe they will. I don't know.
Right. Right. So, absolutely. Anyway,
it's funny. It's funny with all that kind of stuff.
So I was doing a little research and I came across kind of the roots, you know, I quote unquote use it a little bit lightly because mm-hmm. I think there is probably like some reality to it or whatever, but the roots of spring cleaning. And so it's said spring cleaning has its roots in a dirtier time when people heated their homes by burning wood and later coal, and the end of winter meant scrubbing surfaces and scrubbing surfaces caked with soot and dirt. So it actually became part of a routine for necessity. And then I think it's just kind of grown into airing things out and feeling a little bit healthier, I think. So anyway, I found that on the New York Times and I thought it was really interesting. I also found on Statista.com. The question was, how often do people engage in spring cleaning? And 74% were every year. So there's a good majority of three quarters of Americans are cleaning, doing a spring cleaning of some sort every year. And then every other year was 11%. Every 3 to 4 years was 7%. And then less often than every 4 years was 2%. So I found that really interesting. So there's definitely people that are like, nope, I only engage in this kind of behavior every 4 years. And then, you
when
know,
it gets real
like,
bad.
When it gets real bad. And then there's people that are like, nope, I do it every year. You know, like clockwork, we're out there scrubbing away. So I thought that was just kind of some fun statistics and interesting information. Yeah.
That is really neat. And I wonder if they're scrubbing walls and everything too, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what their definition of spring clean is. Because like I said, mine's a little bit more decluttering than it is like scrubbing walls. But I know like when people hear spring cleaning and everything that I was reading, it actually means, you know, to really dive deep and you know, scrub the walls. And like you said, baseboards and things like that that you don't normally pay attention to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that magic sponge. Do you know
what
I'm talking
about? Magic eraser. Yeah.
Magic eraser. Awesome. The thing's amazing. And it slowly dissolves.
Well, it's magic.
It is magic. It really is.
It's in the name.
It really is. I'm like, this, they could charge so much more for these.
Yeah, well,
you
let's
can
be
find
glad
them
they
at
don't.
The Dollar Tree. I'm so happy they don't. That is so good.
What do you feel like the goal of spring cleaning is?
Oh, the goal. Well, I mean, like you said, the past goal would have been just to actually get rid of the soot and whatnot. I wonder if some of it for some people is more out of habit. Like you grow up, you learn to you do that. And then then you just continue doing it because that's just part of what you do.
That's what you do.
Like most people don't have soot on their walls anymore. And so I'm sure that's not a thing. Yet we are creatures of habit. And I bet some of that is that. I do think going back to kind of what you said in the beginning, the sun comes out, the flowers are blooming. It feels like new everywhere, you know, you feel rejuvenized. You're starting to get that vitamin D and feeling happier.
Right.
And then you look around and you're like, ooh, you know, and you just want to have the inside
spruce
of your home
all up.
Match the outside kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
That's my thought because that's kind of how I feel around springtime. In general, where I'm just like, oh, I feel like I definitely do a lot more cleaning, a lot more organizing, a lot more donating in the spring and in the summer months than I do any other time of the year.
Yeah. Agreed. Yep. Yeah. I agree with everything you said. I mean, I feel like that's the goal of it. The goal is to have a fresh start, feel organized and clean, you know, and I like there's been times where I've gone as far as like going and buying new bins and going and buying new organizers and, you know, just really getting that space clean and organized and just, I don't know, presentable. I don't know if that's the word, but you just feel better about it. And just everything feels like you're just, and you're ready for it at that point. You know, we're ready. We're coming out of the winter. We're coming out of the long, dark days and everyone's just ready for that new start, that fresh start.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder too, speaking of statistics, I wonder what the sales go are like for, you know, like Home Depot with their bins and organizational things.
Right. Or even like at home supplies. Store.
Yes. Yeah. I mm-hmm. wonder how I bet the sales go up because
oh, I'm sure they do.
Are buying more of that kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I personally love organizational everything, office supplies, bins, everything.
Yes.
I love it. I can so have it all year long.
I'm like, I love those things too. And if I'm in the mood for it, I'm really good at it. But yeah. I'm not a typically driven person that way. So I definitely have to be in the mindset. Like, I feel like sometimes mm-hmm. I'm such a oxymoron, like, I want it this way, but I don't live that way. You know, like I'm kind of messy, but I like things organized, you know, like I'm kind of a bit of both, you know. And my mom and sister are probably laughing right now if they're watching the or listening to this, because they're like, yeah, she totally is like messier than everybody in the family.
That's so great.
Well, my sister growing up, she couldn't stand it. She would clean my room for me.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Because it drove her crazy. And I'm like, it's fine. And then I would get my wild hair and I'd organize everything and clean everything. And, you know, it'd be good for a few months. And then it just kind of slowly starts getting bad again. And
That's
so,
awesome.
So then I just learned, like, to not do it because she was just going to do it anyway. So
yeah,
I was like, sure, you can clean my room.
And I don't even have to pay you? Great.
Right. It's strictly for her own satisfaction.
That's awesome. And you're not a messy person. Like, you really, I every time I've been to your house, it's clean. So maybe you're paying cleaning before I come over, but.
Which I think a lot of people do.
I do.
It makes me laugh so hard. Yes. Like those memes that are like, they came over to my house and they were like, wow, look at your baseboards. I was like, it's like no one says that or even looks at that.
No, not at all. Well, and then
you're looking at the wrong things.
I know, right? There was also something like I told my friend to call me every 30 days and let me know that they're coming over to hang out. Because then it's long enough that they forget.
You power clean.
And you power clean. And then they don't show up and you're just like, oh. And then it's so funny. I need that. Need that in my life, you know?
That is so true. I know. When I read that, I was like, yes. The psychology behind that is so true. Like, you get your best cleaning done when you think someone's coming over.
When somebody's
to your
coming
house.
Over. It's so true.
Like, all of a sudden your motivation is like at a 10 and you're like, let's get this done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's so bad too. Like even so the other day we were cleaning and everything and I was telling the girls they had the day off yesterday. And so I'm like, great, you're doing dishes, you're doing laundry, all this stuff, you know? And so we're all cleaning the house and Briella goes, are cousins coming over? Like she was so confused. She thought people were coming over and I'm like, no, want to clean the house. But more often than not, because people will come over like around, you know, maybe once a week or something. So once a week, it's like
that's
a panic
really
clean.
Funny.
And the rest of the time, it's a normal clean.
That's so funny. She's like, I'm so confused. Like,
why are we
clean,
doing this?
No one's coming over.
What is the purpose of this?
Like, okay, where did I steer you wrong? Because
seriously.
Clearly you're not getting the message that chores still need to be done every
it's
day.
It's just nice having a clean house. It's just nice. So speaking of kids, how do you incorporate them with the spring cleaning stuff, you know?
Yeah, so I always give them the option to keep or donate. And so, and I've had to let that go, like, of what I think they should keep and what I think they should donate, especially now that they're older, they're 14 and 12, you know, they can make that decision. And so, I have them get two bags and two boxes. One's a keep box and one's a donate box. And so, their clothes I still go through and clean out, because they'll hang on to stuff. Like, I think Tyler was wearing like size 8 pants the other day. And I'm like, Tyler, you're 14. Like, you can stop trying to squeeze into those, you know?
Oh, yes.
And so I still just take that on myself. And or honestly, if I'm just tired of seeing a shirt, I'm like, that's going to go. I don't want to see that shirt anymore. I'm done with it, you know? Yeah. And so I do that probably once a quarter, I would say. So like 4 times a year, I'm going through their clothes and making room. And plus they get clothes for like their birthday and Christmas and stuff like that. And so I still do that one, but their books and toys and things that they have in their rooms and things like that, I let them do. And so I did that again this past November. And then also, but this time they had to have a specific reason why they should be able to keep it. Because again, these were things that were boxed up for longer than normal. And we were trying to clean out those boxes. So they kind of had to give me a little speech about why it was important that they could keep it. And then I decided whether or not I felt that they should or not. And, but it was really good. They actually got rid of quite a lot of things, and the things that they did keep, I was on board with, and I could see why they wanted to keep it. And, so just having them come alongside you and being able to do those things, I think is just kind of fun, you know? Yeah. And I think it teaches them that like, this is a part of life. Like, you have to keep things kind of rotating out, and especially with your clothes, and you know, as you as your interests change or you grow, you know, your books change and things like that. And then just having a clean and organized space and the importance of that. And so Tyler has school off on Fridays, and so he always has a little chore list to do. And I don't like go crazy, but I'm just like, you know, you're home, so you can tackle a few things for us while you're there. And so a lot of times it will be like, clean our main space, like where we spend time, and catch up on the laundry. So he's been getting really good at doing laundry and folding it and putting it away. And like he does it through the whole cycle. So like washing and stuff like that. Dusting, you know, things like that, that I feel like they should just know how to do and incorporate into their lives, because that's something they're going to take with them.
Yep. Oh yeah. I mean, our girls are 10 and 8 and they do their own laundry. I think they've done their own laundry since they were like 5.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I will say like I've been kind of bad about that, because sometimes I'm just like, it's just easier for me to do it.
But well, like, then they don't put too much soap, put too much in the, there's so many things they could break.
But then I'm just like, but teaching them is way more important. That's way more valuable. And so, and I've learned a lot of these things too, just kind of through my own recovery and healing is, I'm very controlling. Breaking news. So I have to learn to let those things go, like really talk myself through it. Like, what is it going to hurt if they do it, even if they don't do it the way you want it done? And, and letting kids be kids in that. So, I've learned a lot about that and have grown a lot in that. And, and then like with folding laundry, like it's kind of nice. Like we can all just come in and sit down on the bed and then we get a talk like while we fold the laundry together and put things away. And so I've actually really started to see the pleasure in it and the the time together versus the task itself. And so that's changed a lot.
I love that. Sorry, I had to yawn. I'm so tired. Such a dead silence. That's why I'm over here yawning.
Like, I just bored Sarah to death.
You know, the conversation of laundry. I'm kidding.
Right? Seriously. Like, that's where we're at today. Oh my gosh.
Oh man. That's so funny.
I love it.
No, I'm just so tired from my own laundry, you know? That's what it
is. All the chores you did yesterday.
All the chores. They're non-stop, too. They're gotta non-stop. Do them all over again today.
That's literally how my kids feel. They're just again? Like,
yeah.
Yes, again.
Yep.
Like, we have dirty clothes again. Imagine that.
Three so people wore them. Have dirty clothes.
Yeah. What did you wear all week? Clothes? So then they're dirty now.
Right. That's just exactly. How that works.
I stopped making them make their bed. So I don't do that. I'm one of those moms. I make my own bed, but I do not make them make their bed because it's just not a battle I want to fight. I'm just over it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to fight a battle, it's get your laundry done.
Right.
Do the dishes. And,
yeah.
Clean up after right. yourself. That's all yeah. I ask. And then when they see me making my bed and they ask me why I do that, then I tell them the benefits of it. And then there's been a couple times Cassidy has started making her bed, our 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Not all the time, but that's really neat to see them do it because they see a benefit out of it, you know?
Oh, instead yeah, of for sure.
just, oh, I have to do it because I have to. Versus yes. I do think it's easy to see a benefit out of cleaning your clothes because you don't right. stink. There's a good benefit right
it
off
It is
the
a
bat.
Good benefit. Yes. I want you to sign up for that one, please.
Exactly.
Buy yes. into it. Buy into yes. the non-smelly kid, please.
Please. Please, please. Yes.
Well, Tyler, yeah. he wears sweatshirts all the time. And I'm like, I practically have to peel it off him to wash it. And I'm like,
yes.
just don't be yeah. like, don't be gross. Like, wash this. Yeah. You have three others or four others you could wear today.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
While I wash this one, and it's yeah. going to be okay. And he's like, it's not even dirty. I'm like, you have not taken that off your body yeah. in like mm-hmm. 2 weeks. It's dirty.
It's like, it stinks. And right. you stink. You know, that is, Cassidy does the same thing. I wonder if that's like a teenage, preteen, teenage year.
Oh, 100%.
Kind of thing. Oh, yeah.
100%.
Briella doesn't do that. But Cassidy will. And then talking about having pants that were too small. Cassidy had this crop top. It's already a crop top. Okay. Like it's mm-hmm. already cropped at her size.
Right.
So she comes out with it on and she's wearing a you know, little cami underneath. So it's not inappropriate or anything.
Yeah.
But it is so short. It was so, it looked weird. It looked so weird because it was so short. But she's a tiny little thing. So other than it being right. short, it actually fit. And I'm telling her, I'm like, that is too cropped. Like that's,
yeah.
that's too much. I'm pretty sure that's too small for you. She's no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. And it was this whole fight. Anyways, I get her to show me the tag. So she takes it off, shows me the tag, size 7. I'm like, yeah, you're almost 11. It's too small.
Right. It's too small. Small.
It's too small for your sister now. It's that small. Right. It's too small. And she did not want to get rid of it. I was like, I will literally buy you the exact thing again in your size. I'm okay with
right.
that.
Right. Yeah.
You have That's to have so your funny. Size. She did not want to
they
get rid just, of it.
They find those things that they love and then they
yeah.
cling to it. Yeah.
Yep. And then she does the same thing with her jackets and hoodies. She'll wear them.
Oh,
and
yes.
It is like, I'm going to throw up if you hug me kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. that needs to go in the wash. And she's like, she gets so upset. I don't want to put it in the wash. I'm like, you have so
well,
many
I'm
other
assuming
things.
Assuming that there is a point where it starts turning back. And so maybe parents yeah. that have older kids can fill us in on that. But I'm assuming yes. that there has to be, because I don't remember. And maybe I went through this phase too, where I'm just like, I don't care if it smells or not. But now I totally care. So maybe
yeah.
it's like, as you become an adult, or I don't know what it is, but yeah. there has to be a turning point, because yes. right now, yeah, Tyler could care less. I'm assuming at some point he will care. So
yes, parents that have had older teens, does it turn around? Please let us know.
And when?
And when?
Where's the light at the end of the tunnel? Oh, my gosh.
So great.
The socks,
I love it.
Too.
I
oh,
love
the socks.
It. Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
my kids never have socks. Where do your socks go?
Where do they go?
Literally, both of them got like 2 packs for Christmas, and they can't find any of them. And I'm like, where are they? Where are the socks?
What are they doing with them?
I don't know. I'm like, do you throw them away? Like, is this,
what?
You think they're disposable?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
That's not how socks work.
No.
The opposite. Our older one will wear them a million times and all the new ones will still be in the drawer untouched.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you just have like, one that's like hard ones, as a please. Rock and it's disgusting. Yes.
Like, oh my gosh.
Change your socks.
Funny. Change your socks.
Please, please change them. And when they're like yes. unique socks, it's like, I can tell you wore those 3 days in a row. What are you right. doing?
They stand out.
So gross. Yeah. You could do that. Oh, at man. Least wear all white or all black or something. That way nobody else knows unless they smell you. But.
Oh, well, oh, I man. Think that about wraps up our spring cleaning conversation.
Yeah, let's end with stinky socks.
Let's end with some stinky socks. So, yeah, if there's parents out there that have tips on that, we're open mm-hmm. for suggestions. And
we're definitely
hopefully,
open.
You know, this was just kind of one of those fun episodes for us, kind of light and airy, like spring cleaning is. So,
yes.
we're excited for the spring to be coming and the sunshine to be out more. I know you guys are still getting snow, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're
lots.
Well, we'll probably get another snow in March. We always kind of get that late snow in March, too. So we've kind of just been hanging around the 40s, though. So, and we finally got some sunshine, which we hadn't seen sunshine in like 3 weeks. It was horrible.
Yeah, you don't get sunshine much in Idaho. It's very hit and miss.
No, not this time of year.
No, it's just gray.
Gray. Yes.
Yeah. Seasonal depression at its finest situation.
Oh, seriously. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Not here. I mean, Colorado, the sun is out all the time, which is really great. The blue skies, you know, everyone, you'll have like a snowstorm that comes in, covers everything in snow, but very quickly it changes and it is blue skies and sunny. So at least we got that. That's great. The negative 12 degrees, not a fan of that.
Yeah,
-25,
right?
Yeah, not great. But we are actually warming up as well. I think we are hitting the 30s now.
Oh, good.
So a lot of people are out in shorts and short sleeves. You know,
well, spring is right around the corner,
it
followed
is.
By summer.
It is. Let's. You know what? I think that deserves a cheer. You know what I mean? Like. Okay. Oh, man.
Three cheers for spring. I love
it. Three cheers. Three cheers. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, man.
That's okay.
That's okay. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in with us. I hope you had a good laugh as well and end up having a great spring. Links to everything that we've mentioned today are in the episode description below. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, don't forget, stay hydrated, be a safe person,
and watch the driveway. Bye.
Bye.
Ha ha ha!